Hello, and welcome to another episode of DoctorAndMe.tv podcast show. Today, I am with Dr. Khanna. She is one of the dentists at Dentistry at LaSalle. You can find her website, dentistryatlasalle.com. She has a beautiful office that even has a special wheelchair suite. Dr. Khanna, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It is a pleasure to have you here. I would like to start by finding out a little bit about you. What attracted you to dentistry?
I really believe that people can live their optimum life, the life that they want, if they have good health. So I'm very passionate about people having good health so that they can enjoy their life and achieve their optimal potential in life. Oral health is part of having a good oral health is very beneficial. You know, anytime we want to gather for a social activity, food is a very big part of it, and having good oral health helps us connect with people, enjoy our life, and having a beautiful smile adds confidence, and not being in pain is such a big blessing. Having gums that feel good and look good really helps, adds to the quality of life that people can have. So I feel having good oral health really contributes to a person's overall health and well-being.
Okay. That is really interesting and a lot of information. Now, I've been looking at your website, and I see you have a beautiful office with an interesting feature, the wheelchair suite. Would you tell me a little bit about that?
Burlington has a lot of aging population, a lot of baby boomers here in Burlington, especially in Aldershot area. So I do want to be able to serve people when they get older and mobility becomes an issue. Because as we get older, our teeth also get, they're not getting any younger, they're getting older with them. And having gum problems, teeth problems, you know, those things we should be able to address even if a person is not as mobile as they were in their younger days. And keeping that in mind, we have this special suite that is not available anywhere close to Burlington. I mean, there is one in Toronto. So it's a specialized suite for people who are in their wheelchair. We can tilt the wheelchair. They don't have to come out of the wheelchair. There is no risk of falling when they're moving out of the wheelchair. And they can get dentistry done in wheelchair, in their comfort, in a very safe manner. And like anybody else, was able to transfer to a chair in a similar fashion.
Okay. I see on your website that you also do children's dentistry. So you really are a truly family practice from young children to elderly patients. Tell me a little bit about children's dentistry. How young do you recommend a child coming in for their first visit and some of the challenges of treating children?
So I believe children can come to a dental office as soon as they're born. For children to have good teeth, their parents have to be empowered with knowledge. So that's why we believe in the philosophy that children should come in as soon as possible so that we get opportunity to educate patients on how for their kids to have healthy teeth throughout their life, how to form those good habits that they will have them have with them forever. So we place a lot of emphasis on children's education along with parents' education so that they can build lifelong good habits that will enable them to have good oral hygiene and healthy mouths for their lives. We do this in a very fun and interactive way so that the experiences are good and kids associate dental office with positive experiences, and they see it as a happy place, as a fun and exciting place.
Okay. Now, root canals is something that terrifies most people. When they hear they need a root canal, most people would just rather have the tooth removed than deal with the perceived issues regarding a root canal. Would you tell me a little bit about why a root canal is a much better treatment and why it's not nearly as bad as people envision.
It's always best to keep your teeth as long as possible. And with root canal, we are able to keep teeth for a long, long time. Usually, a root canal is needed when there's an infection on the tooth of some sort. And at that time, there's a choice of to take out the tooth or to keep the tooth. Like I said before, it's always a better option to keep a tooth as long as possible because taking out a tooth comes with its own challenges in the long run. Root canal seems scary to some people because of the pain. That's the notion of the pain that's associated with it. When we do the root canal procedure, there is no pain at that time. So you're just as comfortable as you were if you were getting a filling. There's lots of freezing in the mouth. So sometimes the fears are there due to what you might have heard from other people and their experiences. That doesn't have to be your experience. At our office, we do not proceed with any treatment if you are uncomfortable. We are looking at the slightest sign if you're uncomfortable, even a twitch or a flinch. We are always, always very, very vigilant of that and keeping an eye, and we don't proceed until we get a go-ahead from you that you are comfortable. You know, we're always checking in your mouths if you have too much saliva, and we're always, our priority is to keep patients comfortable during any procedure, including the root canal procedures as well.
Okay. Dental crowns and bridges. Talk about a little bit about those. What kind of materials you use? Who is the best candidate?
These days, people do present a lot of time with crack lines and cracked teeth. A few of the reasons are people are grinding and clenching more than before, and they have these old silver filling which contract and expand with the temperature, leading to cracks in the teeth. Those teeth, if we don't treat them proactively, can become problematic, especially the cracks, with the big silver fillings. Any teeth that have big fillings, they're very prone to developing cracks. And if we don't put crowns on them, your investment on the tooth could almost be negated, and you might end up losing the tooth if the crack is too far deep on the root. So crowns are highly recommended for any fillings, very large in size and are prone to having fractures.
Okay. Now you talked about grinding. What kind of things can be done to prevent patients from grinding?
Our lifestyles are getting more and more busy and in some ways stressful, as I hear from a lot of patients. People are grinding a lot. I see a lot of patients. Now, some of the things that can be done about grinding, definitely anything that relaxes a person, relieves their anxiety, whether it be a massage or any form of exercise or just being consciously aware of grinding and clenching goes a long way. And that's the first recommended in terms. That's the first thing that's recommended in terms of grinding. Sometimes people do need a lot more help in that situation. If you're grinding at night and you're not able to, you know, keep that in check, we do make an appliance called a night guard. It's custom fitted to your teeth, and you wear it at night or even if during the day if it's needed. And it kind of at night reminds our minds and body that, okay, I'm grinding and I shouldn't be grinding. And it almost acts as a shock absorber if you're grinding. So then it prevents cracks on the teeth by absorbing some of those shocks that you're constantly applying to your teeth when you have them clenched in one position. Also, another thing I have recommended to a lot of my patients is a chiro or physiotherapist if it's needed, because sometimes your posture and your muscles around the jaw joint helps with that as well. Due to grinding or clenching, your jaw joint sometimes starts to hurt. So physiotherapy or chiropractor help is useful for some of the patients in those situations as well.
Okay. What are some of the things that people should be watching out for to before the dentist notices a grinding on the tooth surface, that they might realize, hey, I've got a problem. I really need to look into this.
If you wake up in the morning with a sore jaw, sore muscles, if your jaw joint hurts, those are signs. Sometimes people have very sensitive teeth. In general, the teeth feel very sensitive to hot or cold without there being an actual cause for it. For instance, no cavities, no problems, but still teeth feel very sensitive. That could also be an indication that you might be grinding or clenching your teeth.
Now, I know we had been talking about crowns and bridges, and I know that falls under cosmetic dentistry in some cases. Tell me a little bit more about cosmetic dentistry. What can be treated via cosmetic dentistry?
Cosmetic dentistry has come a long way. These days, we have materials that really look very natural and give a very natural smile. Anytime if people are not happy with their teeth or the alignment of the teeth, there are several options available. Invisalign is one of the options where the teeth can be straightened without the traditional braces. And the other options, obviously, is doing crowns and veneers on the teeth to get a more pleasant smile. Individual options have to be discussed on an individual basis to see what would be the right options for a particular patient. But there is a lot available these days, and the results are very dramatic if you want, or very natural if you want. Whatever somebody prefers, the results can be tailored according to that.
Okay, that's a lot of information about cosmetic dentistry. Thank you. Okay, tell me a little bit about Invisalign. What kind of problems can be treated with Invisalign?
Well, over the years, we have noticed that the teeth that fit together, they last longer, they serve better. They crack less. So a good bite is not only essential for cosmetic purpose to make you look good, it also helps the teeth in the long run. A person with a good, well-aligned teeth have good even forces. There is less gum problems, and then there is less problems with plaque and cavities. And Invisalign helps greatly in that area. Invisalign, you don't have to get traditional braces with Invisalign. You can wear the Invisalign trays and take them out at night and be able to clean your teeth very well as well. Invisalign is both for teenagers and for adults as well. Straight teeth is not just for kids, or it's for adults as beneficial as it is for the kids and for the teenagers. As well. It has a lot of benefits, and with Invisalign, a lot of adults now can get well-aligned teeth and a beautiful smile that they have dreamt of.
Okay. I know in some cases Invisalign will not work. Do you offer alternatives in the office, or those patients just be referred out?
In those cases, we do have to refer them to an orthodontist. But these days, Invisalign can be done on most of the cases. Invisalign has tremendously grown in their research, and they have come up with great solutions for many, many cases that were not there before.
Okay, and I know you work with a sister office, so would they take care of any of the patients that are not able to have Invisalign?
We have an affiliate office. It's called Mount Royal Dental, and they have specialists who come in, like periodontist, oral surgeon, and they do dentistry with sedation as well. So if any of my patients at Dentistry at LaSalle needs specialists for their treatment, we do recommend them going to Mount Royal Dental and seeking those treatments over there. It's good to be associated with an office and be in touch with them, because the communication is better between the two offices, and we're able to get the patient's information and and be able to discuss the treatment plans with the specialist as well.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Rather than having to refer out to numerous various offices, you've got just one that you work with directly and have a great relationship with.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about dental implants. What is the benefit of implants?
Now again, going back to basics, if you're missing teeth, then other teeth will be taking the load for that teeth and you would have an open space. So not only just for the cosmetic purposes, also for the purposes of your dental health. If you are missing a tooth, then the other teeth are taking a lot more forces and in long run, you know, they're doing more job than if you had a full set of teeth, then the forces are divided. If you're missing a tooth, there are various options, and we normally discuss which option is right for you. Dental implants, if we can do it, are usually the best option. There are a few reasons for that. The dental implants do not rely on the other teeth. You are not reducing the other teeth. You're not getting support from them. So the adjacent teeth don't get compromised in long run with implants. You, wherever you have lost a tooth, that tooth is replaced and the other teeth stay where they are. Also, we use implants to support dentures. So if the dentures are very, very loose and you're not able to eat salad or steaks and not able to enjoy your life in that way, then dental implants are a great solution because then the dentures have more retention. The dentures don't move as much and you're able to enjoy the foods that you like and enjoy life as well.
Now, talking about dentures, now tell me a little bit about your denture services there. Say you have a patient that comes in with standard dentures that you sit on the float on the gums. Can you retrofit those for implants?
Yes, if the dentures, we have to assess the dentures and we have to assess what condition they are, if they're fitting well, if the dentures are meeting our criteria that we are looking for, then we can retrofit them as well in some situations.
Is there something that you would like to, a message you'd like to give to your patients in general, something that you wish they knew about dentistry or something you wish they knew about how to properly maintain their oral health at home?
At our office, we really believe that your mouth is connected to your whole body. And we really pay a lot of attention in having a sound foundation for your oral health. And this foundation, we believe, is achieved by having good gum health. These days, it's been proven that the heart disease, your diabetes, they're all linked to the health of your mouth. So at our office, we place a lot of emphasis in having healthy mouths and building a strong foundation for your oral health through the health of your gums.
Okay. Now, before we wrap up the podcast, is there anything that you'd like to say that we haven't covered today?
The most rewarding thing about dentistry for me as a dentist is when I hear things like that. When a patient, I had recently closed a gap in one of his teeth and he came and he told me, you know what, whenever I went out, I couldn't eat steaks for many, many years, and now I'm able to eat steaks, and that's very rewarding for me. My mom comes to the office and she says, you know, last time you spoke to my son about thumb sucking, and now he has stopped sucking his thumb. And it's comments like those that are very fulfilling and brings a smile to my face that I cherish, and things like these that make me want to go back to work every day and do the best that I can do.
Okay. You're talking about the mom and the thumb sucking question. Is there anything that you would like to say specifically to parents?
That we are your partners in providing the best education for your child in terms of your oral health education, I mean, and creating lifelong habits that would enable them to have good oral health.
Okay, thank you so much. This has been a great podcast, and it's been a pleasure talking to you. I will look forward to our next podcast next quarter.